Marijuana sales could be coming to the Treasure Valley's backyard. A group is collecting signatures in Ontario, Oregon to open the city up to a new recreational activity and a new source of income. Matt Gillum has more on the budding opportunity.
The city of Ontario continues to struggle with its finances. Numerous consolidations have happened, and at the start of July, several staff members were let go for budgetary reasons. Pro-cannabis group Malheur Can has a solution for the financial woes of the city. The group is pushing an initiative that would overturn Ontario's ban on recreational weed and licensing dispensaries. It would include a new 3% sales tax on pot.
The marijuana is estimated to bring in between $450,000 and maybe $750,000.
That's Ron Verini, the mayor of Ontario. He's well aware of the draw marijuana outlets in the border town would have on Idaho residents.
Anything new for a community, there's going to be changes, there's going to be unintended consequences. Obviously, we will have the challenges of people coming and carrying it back to Idaho, where it is illegal.
According to the Argus Observer, Malheur Can needs to collect 825 valid signatures by August 7th to qualify for the ballot. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.